Good morning, welcome to Bible Meditation on Book of Acts. Today is Wednesday, and we're going to look at chapter 5, verse 1 through 11. Now, I'm not going to read all this passage, but let me just summarize it for you. So the context is where the church began to give generously and help those who are in need. And there was a man named Barnabas, a nickname that was given by the apostles, and he sold his field, and people were very happy, and they were really challenged by him, perhaps. And then there's a couple, Ananias and Sapphira. They also wanted to do something that is spiritual. Perhaps they were jealous of Barnabas, not really sure, but they actually sold some field, and they brought the money to the apostles. But Peter, through the Holy Spirit, realized that Ananias have lied to God. They sold the field with such and such money, but they lied to them. When it was only, for example, if they sold it for, you know, 4,000, they said that, you know, this, we basically, you know, gave a 10,000 for it. But they actually sold it for, you know, less than that. And so they lie. And there, God struck his heart, and then he had perhaps had a heart attack, and then he died. And then his wife came over. Same thing. Peter asked, did you sell your field with such and such amount? And she says, yes. And then she also lied as well. And there, she had the heart attack, and then she died as well. It's quite interesting in this passage. Now today we don't see that as much, but basically they were lying to God. They're hypocrites, basically. They're pretending to be holy, but they were not holy. A lot of people these days put on masks, pretend that they are good, but they're not good. Just like Pharisees, outside they look really holy, but inside they were filled with evil. Where is this evil comes from? It all started with pride, isn't it? In fact, God says in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, God hates prideful heart. And because of pride, the door of sin begins to open. Jealousy, anger, murder. And that's how Satan was kicked out as well, because of his pride. And so let us remember, first of all the money that you have, all the wealth that you have, who is it? Is it yours or is it God? We are only stewards, not the owner of the possessions. And so when we give to the church or missionaries or someone, we're giving God's money, not your money. And if God has touch your heart to give, you must give with a joyful heart. Now you may be thinking, you know, it's easy to condemn Ananias and Sapphira for what they have done, for their dishonesty. But we need to examine our own lives as well. Do we also pretend to be holy? Perhaps maybe you went to church and you are singing that song, but do you really mean it when you actually you sung that song? Or perhaps when you pray during public and you pray eloquently with very beautiful words, but do you really mean it from your hearts? The Word of God says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. That is Matthew chapter 15, verse 8. And I'm guilty as well. Sometimes I sing songs because it's right there in front of me. As I lead songs sometime, I realize that I was just singing the song more than from my heart. And so I need to remind myself, who am I worshiping? Am I worshiping the music? Or am I worshiping God? And so one writer says there are three things that we need. We need to experience great power, great grace, and also great fear as well. because at the end when they, when Ananias and Sapphira died, there was great fear in the church, reverent fear of the Lord, because God doesn't just allow his people to continue to sin. There's a loving discipline in the church. And so let us continue to fear the Lord with honor and respect, and not live a life of mask, but be authentic, be open to God, and let God touch your heart today. Well, thank you for your time, and I'll see you next time.